All right. It is 8:59 p.m. on August 2nd, 2020, Sunday. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Wow. It's been a long time since I've been in the living room studio. The bedroom studio. The most thing resembling the studio that I have. We've gotten a new bed since the last time I've been in here, and that happened quite a long time ago. But basketball is back. It's restarted. I don't know what the format is going to be of the podcast. I haven't decided if it's gonna. It should probably switch back to Thursday because that's what we do in the regular season, right? So maybe you'll get another episode from me this Thursday. Sure, you're really looking forward to that. Playoffs will be regular playoff format. Excuse me. I don't know. Maybe I should do something weird for restart. I'll have to think about that. Anyway, yeah, so basketball's back. I am successfully able to turn the dread of this season and how bad of an idea it is off while I'm watching it and enjoy the games, which is good. There's a lot of stuff that's weird, a lot of stuff that's bad. The video fans are not good. For the most part, like once in a while you see something funny there, but like 99% of the time it's pretty not funny. So yeah, that is a thing. The quality of play was, the scrimmages were not even worth talking about. They were pretty, I did do an episode that covered the scrimmages, but they were, not good. The basketball was very bad. This is basketball. It's been a little bit better. It's still not quite like regular season quality, for the most part. But then we've had some games that have just had like straight playoff intensity, like Clippers, Lakers had playoff intensity. Really, Jazz and New Orleans did too, and that Mavericks Houston game also was pretty intense. And really, the Mavericks. I think really, really Houston, Milwaukee was intense too. I think that the Rockets have come to this lockdown to play for sure. I know I gave a lot of credit to Denver and made a lot of predictions about what they would do, and I had some people respond to me as like, yeah, you know what Denver's actually like. They don't actually do anything weird. And I was unable to watch them. I was unable to confirm if they were right, but they're probably right. Denver probably isn't doing anything weird. So Houston is definitely a team that looks like they're the most about it when it comes to these things. Maybe they have the most to prove since they are the team that had, like, in reality, Russ and Harden probably both, for some reason, they were unable to start the quarantine in order to play in the scrimmages, but it doesn't look like it's mattered. Once they've hit the floor, they've definitely hit the floor running. they're just doing their thing. They look like they need these games the most. The Clippers definitely look like they want these games too. They look like they were pretty mad they lost to the Lakers in that game, and it was kind of a fluke. I'm a Laker fan, and I can admit that the Lakers getting that game was kind of a fluke. Maybe it doesn't happen if they have Lou Williams and Montrez. I think things are different. But it happened. Lakers won, and the Clippers seem to have taken it very seriously. I'm not so certain that the Lakers had that same response. I mean, they definitely had the same response through the Clipper game, but coming into the Raptors game, it kind of looked like they were they look like a team that doesn't need to win again to have the number one seed. They definitely didn't have that same intensity against the Raptors. And, you know, the Raptors, they, you know, give it to them, man. They took that game. They, you know, they fell behind to a Lakers team that probably wasn't actually playing that well. But the Raptors were not going to lose to a team like that, and they did not. So props to the Raptors. But that was not the Lakers' best effort for sure in that game. So, so yeah, I mean, it's been like what you expect these games to look like is a lot of what they look like. The teams that don't have a lot to play for are not playing very hard. Some of the teams that like desperately need to win like every game, the pressure of needing to desperately win every game seems to have already broken them. Exception is the Suns. The Suns seem to... the Suns don't know that they are done the second they lose. So, I mean, they're playing hard, and they're playing to win too. It looks like this is I would say Rockets. This is the most important to the Rockets so far. Second, Clippers, as far as like the how these guys are playing and how intense they are. Third, the Suns for some reason. It's weird. They're really going for it though, and it's been interesting to watch for sure, because the Suns are not a good basketball team, but they're doing their best. So hey, good on them. As a team that has made many most embarrassing lists both this year and last year, it's cool to see them go hard at it. Yeah, definitely. I think I will have like a most embarrassing of the bubble and best of the bubble list. I think I'll have that after the last bubble game, but I don't think I'm gonna do that every day for sure, or every week for sure. If I think this goes for another 2 weeks, yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say about that. It feels good to actually have basketball back and to be doing this. I like doing this, it turns out. Should I still do the real life segment? Which for people who are new, that is a segment in which I say what's going on in my real life. Like me watching basketball and talking about it is not my real life. but yeah, I don't think I actually have anything right now. That kind of week, that kind of month, really, that kind of 6 months, really. So I don't know. Anyway, I think that's it for this episode. Yeah, it's good to be back in the studio, quote unquote. Good to be back. I will talk to y'all later.